Here we go. This is Kate here for BBC Save Our Sounds, and I'm here talking to Richard Ranth, head of the Sound Archive at the British Library. I just want to ask you a few questions about the archive here. So first of all, how many sounds do you actually think you have on record here?
We've got something like 3.5 million sound recordings. And in fact, we've calculated if you listen to them from end to end, it would take about 65 years or so, day and night, non-stop. But of course, we are getting a lot more material in. So during those 66 years, they'll accumulate about another 120 years of additional material. So there's plenty to listen to.
And the sort of thing that you actually have in the archive, is it all sound, or is it voices or radio programmes, or is it a collection of everything?
Well, we represent all kinds of recorded sound, music of all genres and all tastes, world music, popular music, jazz, classical music. Spoken word, ranging from poetry and drama performances to political speeches, even Speaker's Corner in Hyde Park, and then other sounds, environmental sounds, sounds of nature, sounds of wildlife, sounds of lightning, waterfalls, all that kind of thing.
And where has all this sound come from?
It's come from a number of sources. Some of it's come from radio itself. So we've got recordings from radio stations. A lot of it comes from the music publishing industry and the recorded sound publishing industry, including spoken word, but of course a lot of music. And in fact, thanks to the support of the British record industry, we get about 85% of everything that's published in this country. In addition to that, there's a lot of unpublished recordings. We have our own recording program for recording oral histories, so recording people's life stories. People from, for example, there was a project on city lives, recording, senior businessmen from the city, down to people on the shop floor, the whole range of people. And these are in-depth interviews. They're not simply, 10 or 12 minutes. Interviews. They're really, really in depth, covering the whole story of the person from childhood onwards. But also other unpublished material, field recordists going out and recording traditional music in this country and overseas, people making recordings of soundscapes or natural sounds and voluntarily donating them to the British Library. So there's a whole range of sources.
And if people have got sounds that they want to donate to you, can they do that?
We certainly welcome offers of material, and if people do have sounds they want to offer, please do get in touch.
Or you could submit them to Save Our Sounds and we can pass them on to you.
Certainly, yep. And Save Our Sounds, I think, is an excellent project. It will certainly, I hope, get people interested in listening to sounds around them and listening to sounds that are disappearing. One of the examples of sounds we have in our own collection, sounds of the Routemaster bus, much loved sound, and a much loved means of transport, and this is a sound that's disappearing from our soundscape. So an example of sound that we think is worth preserving here.
And just lastly, a bit of a difficult question if you've got over 65 years worth of stuff, but what would be your favourite sort of sounds in the archive personally?
One of my favourites, because for many years I studied bird sounds. One of my favourites is the sound of a London bird, but a bird that's unusual. It's a bird that's very common on the continent of Europe and very rare over here. And over here it only occurs actually in built-up areas rather than the countryside. And it's called a black redstart. It so happened we knew someone who lived in some buildings near King's Cross, which have since actually been made way for the International Railway Station. And the bird nested above these buildings, and this chap kindly recorded these sounds for us. So you can hear the sounds of the black redstart serenading the dawn in London, and in the background of the tannoy on the railway station. So it's quite an intriguing mixture of sounds.
That's great. Thank you very much.